3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
Very good. Now the number after 19 is what?
Well, we call it 20.
Well, we call it 22. How about the number after 26?
Oh, we call it 27.
And number after 29?
That's, my arithmetic said it was 30.
And after 39?
Well, it's 40.
And after 69?
Did you say 59?
No, 69.
70.
And after 99?
Well, it's about 100.
And after 999?
Well, it's about 1,000.
You're about right. Now, the names of some months. The first month in the year is what?
January.
And the second one?
February.
And skip one. The next one would be what?
April.
Okay, and what day comes after Monday?
Usually Tuesday comes after Monday.
And what usually comes after Tuesday?
Wednesday.
Okay, and then what?
Thursday.
And then skip a day, and what do you have?
Saturday.
Now, have you ever heard Saturday called? Have you ever heard it called anything else?
I've heard it called Sabbath.
Sabbath? This is
Sabbath, you know. Uh-huh. In other words, there's a...
Saturday?
Yeah, that's right. There's what denomination is it now that, a religious creed, I'll say, that keeps Saturday?
Yeah, that's the Sabbath. I don't know what that
is. You're under the law, now under the civil laws of our country, you can keep any day of the week that you choose. Mm-hmm. It's unlawful if anybody would mind to go to court and indict you before the grand jury. It's unlawful to work on Sunday, what we call Sunday. But you can just say, for argument's sake, that you want to take Wednesday. Well, you take Wednesday, and you keep it sacred. Sacred, like you do Sunday. And you can work all the other days, Sunday, and what
included,
we call Sunday included, and there's no law can touch you.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're just supposed to keep one day.
Mm-hmm.
And you can make your Sunday out of any day in of the seven that you want to.
And they call Saturday Sabbath, too.
Yeah, that's right.
One creed.
Yeah, there's one creed that calls Saturday Sabbath.
Mm-hmm. Now, what do you say to somebody in the morning when you greet them? You say good.
Well, it depends.
Say it's about 10 o'clock.
Well, you would say good morning or mid-morning or something like that. You know?
Now, how late would you say that? Up to what time?
Up to 12.
And after 12, what would you say?
I'd say good evening or mid-evening or something like that. You
until
know?
What time?
Until, about sundown, dark, something like that. Mm-hmm.
Then what would you say?
Well, you'd say good night, things like that.
Mm-hmm. Would you say good night when you met somebody? Or?
Well, no, you wouldn't say good night when you met somebody. You'd still say good evening or howdy or something like that. Greet them in that way because it's still evening, you know. It's in biblical terms, it's evening till 12 o'clock at night.
What do you call the time of the day after noon, after 12 o'clock?
Evening.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever call it afternoon?
Afternoon, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The noon that at 12 o'clock is the noon hour.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the period of 2 weeks, 14 days? Do you have a special term for that period?
Well, I don't know that we have down here.
You ever say fortnight or fortnight? Or?
Well, that's never used here.
Mm-hmm. Good. Now, if I wanted to find out when did the sun rise yesterday, you tell me the sun, what, at 6 o'clock, the sun?
Yeah, the sun rose or the sun come up at, say, 6 or 5, whatever time it was to come up.